I know you need puppy time. I know you need time to just be yourself. It's a part of you. It's formative. It's part of your consciousness, and it's really part of how we relate anyway. So taking some time to just be your best puppy self is in order. Listen. Sit. Wait. I'm gonna slide that hood down over your face. You know what to do when it happens. You know what to do when you're blindfolded, when your senses are a little blocked, when the only thing playing in your ears is my words, playing over and over and over. You might lick at the air, puppy lapping, wanting something in your mouth, and that's okay. But when I cover you over, when darkness takes over, when I say night night, pup, lay back. Close your eyes, 'cause you won't see anything even if they're open. Let yourself fade, because I'm gonna give you all sorts of things for your puppy senses to hinge onto, and you should use your senses. Touch, or should I say, pawing at my body. Smell and taste, feel, sound, even if it's only the sound of my voice playing over and over and teasing. Covering your eyes, darkness occluding, hood in place, anything to get in the way of thought. In the way of sight, to focus you more in your body, which you so often try to escape from, but now are caught up in a good puppy, very imminent to yourself, very ready for me. Night, night, pup. Follow where I lead. It's time for us to lay together, mingle together, for you to be yourself, steerable, trainable, but eager. Eager in the rotation of your hips, eager in the lapping, sniffing, whimpering, blankness of you, eager in wanting me, wanting to feel me taking you. You want it, you crave it. But if I have to grip you a little, move you by your collar, put it in place, soft, controlling, reminding you where you belong, that's okay. If I've got to position you the way you like, handling you, grabbing your hips, slapping your ass, putting you into position for me, then that's good too. All the things I might do to you to get everything the way we want it, laying out the scene. Even if I have to contend with some whimpering and some desperation, and if I push you between my legs, it might be quite difficult to push you away again, as you slobber and slurp and sink, as you become very, very devoted to bringing my body pleasure in that eager, too much sensation kind of way that I like. In the way where you drive me up the wall with pleasure, because you, as a puppy, don't know moderation. You don't know stopping unless it's a command, unless it's firm. And if I'm feeling good from your mouth, or from sliding behind you, reaching between your legs, and starting to work you, starting to bring you to a lather, bring you to heat, sliding my fingers across your tail hole, slipping you deeper and deeper and deeper into my grasp and into indulgence and into your senses, climbing inside your senses and getting into a place where all you're thinking about is being handled, is that simple instinctual mode and model you fall into and adore. Getting you ready for a nice session by trussing you up. And some combinations of gear are always going to be dedicated to your puppy self. You might enjoy them other times. We might enjoy anything that's associated with your fun puppy play on our own. But sometimes you're gonna really know what I want. You're gonna really know how you need to be. Having that hood on, and you blindfolded, and you push to all fours, it means something pretty clear. Your arms are free, your legs are free, so you can splay or lay back or be pushed on your back while I run my hand over your belly, making you feel pacified, making you feel shown off, making you feel inspected. My other hand between your legs, doing good work there. That puts you more in your puppy mindset by turning you on too much to do any thinking. Easy, seductive, pleasurable, a mindset you want to fall into because it's a part of a well-balanced, arousing outlet for you anyway. A good puppy all geared up, a good puppy ready to play. Ready for me to push you onto hands and knees, get you in position. I could clip on a leash. I could curl my fingers into your collar. I could grab you by the hair. I could slide my hands down and steer you using your hips, not caring where you put your face, not caring where you snuffle or slurp around, where you beg. If I slide two fingers into your mouth, give you something to suck on, it's just going to slip you more into that puppy headspace. Blindfolded. Ready. Put into your place, darkness overwhelming, enhancing every sensation, every pleasure, preparing you to be played with. It's what you want. It's what you've been craving. And when I start to elicit it, brushing my fingers across you, saying, good puppy, deeper, good puppy, under me, good puppy, climb into your senses, into your body, into the way that you are when you're pup playing, tugging a toy. Push your face against me, insistently hump blankly away, your hips moving on their own, the arousal manifesting in instinctive reactions of the body. Do what's natural. Do what's normal for you to do the moment I tell you you have permission to really cut loose. And that's just how it is when it's time for you to play. Puppy wants to play. Puppy wants to play in so many ways. And now finally you have permission. Now finally you have time. Now we're on the same page about what you really need right now.